Inspectors for the Department of Homeland Security examined an immigration facility in Southern California, and they say they found serious violations of detention standards. Farida Javila Romero of KQED begins this report with a sign of just how troubling the conditions were.
There have been at least 7 suicide attempts in less than a year at the privately run Adelanto Immigrant Processing Facility, and deaths. A 32-year-old man killed himself by hanging in 2017, and 3 detained people died in part because of medical neglect since 2015. That's all according to the inspector's report. During an unannounced visit, inspectors found health and safety violations, including a disabled man who was confined to his wheelchair for 9 days and nights, nooses made out of bedsheets and detainee cells that could aid suicides, and people waiting weeks or months to see a doctor.
The medical attention is very low standard.
Mario is 31. He spent 6 months at Adelanto and was just released this summer. We're not using his last name because he fears it could hurt his asylum case.
It just came to the point where we just were not even putting in medical requests because we said, what for?
A spokesperson for the California Attorney General says they'll consider the federal inspector's findings as they pursue their own first-ever investigation of immigration facilities. California gained authority to inspect federal detention centers in the state, holding nearly 5,000 detainees, from a 2017 law authored by State Senator Ricardo Lara.
The federal government's own report is validating our concern.
The Trump administration has sued to overturn that law in court, but Lara says the new report gives legal ammunition to California.
It makes it much more important for California to have a bigger role in investigating what is really happening in this detention center.
But the California Attorney General's review is not expected until March of next year. Luis Suarez with the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice is concerned about detainees in Adelanto now.
The lives of these people are pretty much at risk.
Suarez helps detainees file grievances with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
The grievances pretty much go nowhere.
That's what a report from Homeland Security itself found earlier this year. ICE does not adequately follow up on problems or hold facilities accountable. Some deficiencies remain, quote, unaddressed for years. Immigrant rights groups and former detainees say conditions are poor at many other detention centers throughout the country.
El acceso a salud era de lo peor, imagínate.
Guatemalan Luna Guzman says health access was terrible at the Otay Mesa detention facility in California, where she spent 8 months locked up as she sought asylum in the U.S. Her claim was rejected, and she was deported. I met her in Tijuana, Mexico.
Imagínate, me enfermé de una fuerte infección de oídos.
It took days to see a doctor for a severe ear infection, she says. In response to the violations at Adelanto, both ICE and the GEO Group, the private company that operates the facility, say they take the federal inspector's findings seriously, and they're working to correct them. For NPR News, I'm Farida Javala Romero in San Francisco.